Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Afghanistan on a previously unannounced visit, signaling continuing U.S. support for the country's national unity government. Kerry arrived in the Afghan capital one day after he made a brief unannounced visit to Baghdad to meet government leaders and assure them of staunch U.S. support. The U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan, Richard Olson, noted that the United States remained committed to supporting the national unity government in Kabul, which is more than 18 months into its five-year term. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter heads to Asia Saturday. Four security-related matters are on the agenda in both India and the Philippines. Carter delivered a speech Friday on Asian security in New York, where he said countries are appealing to the United States for support because of Chinese actions in the disputed South China Sea. Carter said that although the United States has disagreements with China, Washington is committed to working through them in ways that do not destabilize the region. North Korea state media reports the reclusive nation has successfully tested an engine for an intercontinental ballistic missile. The North's official Korean Central News Agency released the news Saturday. KCNA said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un personally supervised the test that will strengthen its ability to stage nuclear strikes on the United States. Pyongyang has repeatedly threatened preemptive nuclear strikes on the United States and South Korea. The test would be a big step forward for the North's program, VOA News. A fugitive suspect is under arrest in connection with last month's bombings in Brussels. Belgian authorities confirm 31-year-old Mohamed Abrini is among several people arrested Friday. He's believed to be the mysterious man in the hat who escaped the explosion at Brussels Zaventem Airport. He's suspected of having a role in attacks carried out by an Islamic State cell that left 162 people dead, 130 in Paris and 32 in Brussels, and scores of wounded. Myanmar, also known as Burma, has released more than 100 political detainees under an amnesty. Their release is the first official act of Aung San Suu Kyi, the country's leader and a former political prisoner herself. Yi Tinsar Meng is a released student prisoner. She said, "This is the work done by the government that has been elected by our people solving the issue of political prisoners the Ten Saints administration could not solve for 5 years. This shows our country is ready to move toward democracy and to move on." As prisoners were released, some were greeted with flowers, cheers, and hugs from supporters and friends. The Nonprofit Assistance Association for Political Prisoners estimates Myanmar still has some 500 political prisoners, either convicted or awaiting trial. Djibouti's Minister of the Interior has announced that President Ismail Omar Guelleh has won Friday's presidential election with nearly 87% of the vote. Interior Minister Hassan Omar Mohamed told VOA the vote count is complete and President Guelleh has won outright in the first round of the election, giving him another five-year term in office, his fourth consecutive term since 1999. His nearest rival was Omar Elmi Kar of the Union for National Salvation, who got just over 7% of the vote. Some opposition parties boycotted the election after Guelleh went back on his earlier decision not to run. Rock musician Bruce Springsteen has canceled a concert scheduled for Sunday in the U.S. state of North Carolina, citing the state's new law blocking anti-discrimination measures for transgender people. Springsteen released a statement saying some things are more important than a rock show, and this fight against prejudice and bigotry is one of them. Springsteen apologized to fans who will get refunds but not a show. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.